Today on Young Money Radio, an exclusive interview with women's golf star Natalie Gulbis. Natalie talks about her passion for competition, life on the pro tour, and starring in her own reality TV show. Then, more college students are starting their own successful businesses while still in school. Mike Brown is no exception, but he's not your typical young entrepreneur. He's the Global Student Entrepreneur Award winner, and he'll tell us some of his secrets to business success while still attending college. It's a full show, and it's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Mike Sciano, and Young Money Radio, just like Young Money Magazine, is all about helping you make smarter financial decisions every day. Our show is made possible each week by InCharge Debt Solutions, the leading nonprofit credit counseling organization that helps people nationwide deal with credit card debt, personal loans, medical bills, and student loan debt. If you're behind on your payments, talk to a certified and trained credit counselor at InCharge. The toll-free number is 1-877-438-6886. They're online at incharge.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com.
Imagine never owing money on credit cards again. Think about how good that would feel to never have to worry about making your next payment, to have the freedom to save and invest your money without having to think about how long it's going to be until your next paycheck. Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We're a nonprofit organization, and we can help you escape from debt and stay out so you can get on with living your life.
I'm out of debt, thanks to InCharge Debt Solutions. Living debt-free is better than you can imagine.
No matter how much debt you have, InCharge Debt Solutions can help you take control of your life. Now's the time to get out of debt and on the road to financial freedom.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease. InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Get back in charge of your life with InCharge Debt Solutions. Take advantage of this wonderful service.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886. Well, who says you can't have it all? Our first guest on Young Money Radio this week is young, beautiful, successful, athletic, a TV star, and rich. But is she happy? Young Money Magazine managing editor Daniel Jimenez talked to the LPGA superstar Natalie Gulbis.
Okay, well, Natalie, I know you were a very successful player from very early on. In fact, I read that you hadn't taken a golf lesson until you turned pro. Can you tell us a little bit about your progress from early on in your youth?
Yes, my father was my coach all the way through junior golf, amateur golf, and even collegiate golf. And then once I turned professional, he wanted to pass on some of the responsibilities of being a full-time coach and just kind of be more of a father and a friend. And I started working with an instructor here in Las Vegas named Butch Harmon, and I actually moved out here to Lake Las Vegas, and I've been working with Butch now for about 5 years.
So you always knew you wanted to be a professional golfer then?
Yes. I always knew that I loved sports. And I used to love to go out and play this sport with my father. He used to love to play golf. And once I started playing more competitive golf and started winning more, I think winning is definitely, it gets you to continue to practice and work hard. And then from about 10, 11 on, I knew I wanted to play professional and just kept working at it until I got here.
Well, a lot of the Young Money readers are college students, so I'm curious about your life as a student at the University of Arizona. You were there on a golf scholarship, if I remember correctly. Can you tell us about some of your most memorable experiences there?
Most memorable experience at the University of Arizona was definitely playing in a team atmosphere. I had never really played on a team. I played a little bit on a high school golf team, on a men's team, but golf is an individual sport, and it was quite a different experience to play on a team, and a lot more pressure when in golf, you know, it's an individual sport, so all the pressure is on yourself. But when you're playing on a team, there's other people that are influenced by your scores and your performances. From an academic standpoint, it was always a difficult balance, trying to balance school and practice and workouts.
So was leaving school to become a pro a tough decision for you?
Really tough. Really, really tough. I loved school. I was a good student, and I loved to learn, and I wanted to take my golf game to the next level, though, and I remember making a commitment that the first $100,000 that I made, I would put aside in an account that would just be a security in case I ever got hurt or if something happened and I could go back to school.
Well, I've been on that campus a few times, so I know what you mean about loving that school. I think it would have taken me a few extra years to graduate myself if I had never gone to school.
That's great. And great. What a great atmosphere to be an athlete. Since there are no professional sports in Tucson, you really get a lot of support from the community and produce so many great athletes. It's such a great environment to be an athlete and a student, and the weather's warm and the campus is just beautiful.
Well, you talked about your father being a major influence in your life and your career. Do you have any other role models that you look up to, either as golfers or even people outside of the sport?
I always looked up to certain athletes. I was always a big fan of Mia Hamm, and I used to love anybody that played on the Oakland A's, so Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. And my father used to take me to a lot of professional sporting events just to kind of show me what it would be like to be a professional athlete and to play in front of a big crowd and to do that for a living. And we used to go to a lot of professional golf events and professional tennis events and track events. So I just always kind of love to follow sports.
Well, for those people who might not be as familiar with women's golf, can you tell them a little bit about what life is like as a touring pro? I mean, what's your favorite part of being on the tour? What's the toughest part of being on the tour?
Well, a typical week usually consists of Monday is a travel day for me. Tuesday is workouts and practice round that usually take up probably anywhere from 8 to 10, 11 hours. Wednesday is a day we actually play with the sponsors of the event. So, for example, if the event is sponsored by whomever the sponsor, we'll say MasterCard. MasterCard sponsoring our event in Mexico. Then we will play with a lot of the sponsors for the event. And then we'll have a pro-am party that night. The tournament starts on Thursday, and it goes straight through to Sunday, and then Monday is a travel day. Mm-hmm. I play probably 35 events a year and travel about, 45 weeks or so a year. The highlights are definitely anytime you have the opportunity to win, being in the hunt. I love the competitive aspect of sports, and just playing, being a professional athlete in general is really being around the fans. It's so fun to play in front of big galleries and to meet fans after and sign autographs for little kids. The toughest part, travel. Travel is gotten so hard now, especially with all the new security regulations. And second to that would probably be the time differences when you're traveling overseas.
Sure.
And you miss your family and friends a lot because you're on the road all the time.
Well, you seem very involved in every aspect of managing your career. Was that something you had in mind all along before you even turned pro, that you were going to be that involved in that process?
No, not at all. I thought for sure that my only priorities would be, practicing and playing competitive golf and my nutrition and my workouts. But with golf, there's so many opportunities to be involved with different business people and also just, you meet so many amazing people. And there'll be a time when I'm not going to be able to play golf competitively, and I want to be prepared for whatever is to come after I stop playing golf and really to take advantage of all the opportunities of the people that I've met along the way.
Well, one of those opportunities that has come up is your own reality show. Where did that idea come from?
It was actually my father's idea, and it was kind of when the reality shows were just becoming popular, and there really were not a lot of athletes that had done reality TV shows, and there hadn't been a golfer yet. And him and along with the team of of agents and marketing people that were surrounding me at the time had to kind of came together and said, let's do it and let's really show what it's like to be a professional athlete and how neat it is to see, you know, what it takes to be an athlete and all the interesting opportunities that you get to do away from golf.
Well, so to people watching the show, it just looks like a lot of fun and you're having a good time and traveling and so forth, but there's a lot more that goes into putting on a show. So what are some of the challenges and into putting something like that together?
The Golf Channel is really good, actually, because they only really shoot the reality part of the TV show when I'm doing something that hasn't already been shown.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first, you know, they'll only show me really practicing and working out one time. Then they'll show something different, and they may only be shooting a day or two a week. You know, it's a little uncomfortable still at times having cameras. You know, you become self-conscious when cameras are around, but you get over that pretty fast because they have final edit, and they're just trying to show you in a really good light, and we have a lot of fun with it and have gotten to do some really neat things over the last couple of years. For example, this year, my father and I were building a custom motorcycle with Metropolitan Choppers, mm-hmm. and they ended up showing it. They showed the whole process, and that was a lot of fun for me. I'm building a home gym with Life Fitness, and 24-Hour Fitness is coming in, and they're making it like a little mini 24-hour club. It's going to be in my garage, and the show will shoot that. So it's because of the show that I've had some really interesting opportunities to do some other stuff.
I mean, you made that jump from, I guess, the so-called the starving college student to financially successful golf pro pretty smoothly.
I had a very good team around me. I think that was definitely the key to the successes that I've had off the golf course, were the people that were around me that not only, you know, surrounded me with a lot of good things to do, that not only surrounded me with, you know, ideas to do a calendar and a website, but did a lot of that stuff so then I could just go and I could work on my golf game.
Well, what you said earlier about taking aside the first $100,000 and kind of saving it, I mean, that sounds pretty unusual for a person that young to come into that kind of money and then be prudent like that. Is that something that comes from your father or?
Definitely from my upbringing. My parents, they've always instilled a principle that you just can't take anything for granted and you never know what's going to happen and you just always have to be prepared. And I just wanted to make sure that when I did turn professional, that if something did not work out, that I would still be okay, that I would always have something to fall back on. And that provided me that security, and I had enough financial security when I turned professional with my sponsors, because it's very expensive to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, players on tour can spend anywhere from a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 to $150,000 of travel. I mean, you're traveling internationally and staying in a hotel 50 weeks a year. It gets very expensive.
So I guess the older generation paved the way for the way things are now with the
sponsors. Absolutely.
Sponsor.
Absolutely, they've paved the way, because with the popularity of the sport now, sponsorship is up, and you know, the tournaments, we're playing for a lot more money. Our purses are up every week, and there's going to be almost 10 players that will cross $1 million this year.
Well, can you talk a little bit about your future career plans, your future goals you have in mind?
Future goals for my golf would definitely to be the number one player, to try and work to strive for that and to be in the hunt every week. And you know, I love to compete. I absolutely love to be in the hunt and have the chance to win tournaments. And when you're not in the hunt, it makes you want to go back that next morning, get up as early as you can, and work to figure out why you weren't in the hunt the week before.
You can read and see more of Natalie at youngmoney.com.
You're just a number. If you've ever tried to get a loan or even lower your interest rates, you know that banks don't look at you as a person. They look at you as a number, your credit score. And if your score is too low, it's going to cost you a fortune. Don't get stuck paying more for everything just because you don't understand what's in your score. Let BrightScore.com help. You'll get powerful credit-boosting tips plus a personalized plan to help you increase your score. If you've recently been denied credit, BrightScore can help you learn what's affecting your score and how to change it. BrightScore shows you simple, effective ways to improve your credit score so you can get better loans, better interest rates, and the better treatment you deserve. BrightScore will even help you find and dispute errors in your credit report that could be costing you thousands. Go to BrightScore.com today to learn more and get a free book filled with credit-boosting tips. Because when you've got a better score, you've got a brighter future. Go to brightscore.com. That's brightscore.com.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com. You're listening to Young Money Radio. We're so glad you're here. I'm Mike Sciano. Well, this week, we're very happy to welcome Mike Brown to our show. Mike has graduated college, but while a student at Chapman University, his business ingenuity won him awards. Once again, here's Young Money Managing Editor Daniel Jimenez with Mike Brown.
Hello, Mike. This is Daniel from Young Money Magazine.
Hey, Daniel. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm perfect.
Awesome. Well, glad to be talking to you today. I really wanted to start just by getting you to talk about how you got interested in entrepreneurship in the first place. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about yourself and how that came about.
I would say that I always had kind of a drive within me to take advantage of opportunities. When I started going to college, I wouldn't say that I was looking to start a company. But even back in high school, when I used to go to, you know, rock concerts with my friends, if I knew the show was going to sell out, I would do something like buy extra tickets and then go online and sell them for like 400% profit. So I always kind of was the type of guy that would see an opportunity and just go for it. And I don't think that's something that really can be learned or taught. It's just kind of within you from when you start out in business. And then through business school, I learned the tools to really take an opportunity and turn it into a legitimate business instead of just something kind of on the side.
Now, did you have a mentor? I mean, was anyone close to you an entrepreneur, or was there maybe a professor sort of guiding you? Or,
you know, I would say that the biggest inspiration that I had was my first boss. His name is Larry Holmes. He owns multiple businesses, and I worked for him, and I saw the drive and the work ethic that he had in his companies, I should say. And that really inspired me and gave me a lot of good insight into what working hard was all about in order to succeed in the business world, because there's such a high failure rate with people starting new companies. So it was great to work for him and really see how things were done.
Okay, so take me through the process of how you got started with Mod Bargains. I guess that happened while you were at Chapman?
I was about two semesters in, maybe three semesters, about a year and a half into school. And I had gotten my own BMW 3 Series right out of high school, kind of as a gift from my parents, which was really nice of them. And what happened was my friend encouraged me to start modifying my own car. And I was looking around online to find some parts. And I found some good products, but it was kind of difficult to find them, in my opinion. So what I saw was an opportunity to do something that I love, which is modifying my car. And take these products that aren't being marketed as effectively as they could be and get them out in front of customers better. So that was the whole mission of Mod Bargains, was to really find, you know, some quality parts, things that I was installing on my own car, and then start marketing them to other car enthusiasts. So that was the beginning of it. As we grew to, you know, many more suppliers, many more products. Now we're expanding into other types of cars other than BMWs, and things are really looking up from here.
Excellent. I was curious as far as the market research that you did into something like this. Did you go out and find out what sort of competition you had? What was it that, you know, you said, I want to be different from whoever else is out there that's doing
gotcha.
That?
Well, Our company, what kind of sets us apart is the fact that in addition to just selling parts, we also have little deals, freebies, coupons that we list on our main site. And these could be anything from, go to a dealership and test drive a new car that they're promoting, and they'll give you a $50 gift certificate to a restaurant, and we'll post that up on our site. We don't necessarily make any money from that, but it's just informing the car community about it. So that's a way that we differentiate ourselves from the competition. We post those on a daily basis, and then we also have our parts that we sell through the site. And as far as market research done, I was pretty familiar with my competition because I was modifying my own car myself for a couple months before I jumped into the business. So I knew what was out there, I knew what they were offering, and I knew the gaps that I could really jump in and really, I don't want to say take advantage of, but be successful in would be a better way to say it.
And how did you find the money to start the company?
With our business model, it wasn't a whole lot of upfront capital required. So it was actually myself and the co-owner of the business that I founded it with. His name's Ron Hay. We funded it from our personal savings accounts for our initial setup costs with our suppliers. All that came from our personal savings. We were able to pay ourselves back pretty quickly. So we've never had any debt from financing. We don't have any outside investors. It's all privately held, and from there, we financed our growth with our profits from sales.
Mm. I thought you were going to say it was all from scalp tickets that you sold to concerts. Yeah,
I guess some of that, was true because some of my savings was from that money. So you could say that, yeah, scalping tickets helped me a little bit there.
Well, what about promoting your business? How did you go about that, or how do you do that currently, as a matter of fact?
Right now, our main marketing channels is, I would say, we get a little bit of search engine play in the fact that we're not doing any paid search at this point, but our website is optimized so that Google, Yahoo, MSN, they find us just based on, the product descriptions on our website. So we get some from that, I'd say about 25%. The bulk of it comes from online advertising on car discussion forums. Mm-hmm. That's for FORUMS, not the other form. And these are communities of drivers of cars. Like there's specific ones for BMW, specific ones for Mercedes, Volkswagen, Audi, all these markets that we want to get into. And, there's 80,000, 100,000, 150,000 members on some of these sites. And we pay for the rights to advertise our products there, not necessarily spam, just be like, here's a new product from us, check it out. And myself and all of our sales representatives are members of these forums as enthusiasts, not only as salespeople. So we build a reputation on there as being a great source for parts while also being, passionate about the products in and of ourselves and that we have them installed in our own cars and everything else. So,
now, did you make any mistakes while building the business that you look back and say, well, I would have done this differently?
Big mistake? I wouldn't say that we've really made any big mistakes. Nothing is really coming to mind right now as far as
that's
big
good
problems. I've been pretty happy with the way things have gone over the past 2 years that we've been doing this. So at this point, I was running this from my own home, and Ron was working from his home also, and now we've gotten to a point where we're big enough to open up a full-time office, to bring our sales representatives in, to hire more people to do things like adding new products to our website, things like that. If I could go back, it would be great if I had the resource and everything to open the office right away. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't practical since I was running this while I was a college student. So now that we have our office, things are a lot more efficient and easier to manage, and we get a lot more done in the time that we spend.
Well, then you headed to Chicago. Mm-hmm. You win the Global Student Entrepreneur Award, first place. Have you seen an impact from that yet, from getting feedback from people or making new networking from that winning the award?
I definitely have. I've got a great mentor that I'll be working with. His name's Matt Stewart, and definitely looking forward to getting lots of advice from him over the next year, and hopefully after, and hope to have him as a lifetime friend. And media coverage has been great through local newspapers and interviews like this. We've gotten people coming to us saying, hey, I drive like a Subaru, and I'm really passionate about my car. I'd like to work as a sales representative for you. So we've been able to get the word out about our business and find people that are passionate about cars to work for us. And we've interviewed a couple people and making decisions on that right now. I've also gotten, you know, more respect within the community in the fact that they see that we're, you know, a full-on legitimate business in the sense that some companies will come in and try and do what we do, and they're kind of a flash-in-pan type company where they're there for, you know, 3 months and not really there as a serious thing. But since we've got this media coverage, I got the award under my belt, people say, hey, Mod Bargains is, you know, for real. They're going to be around for a long time, and it gives them greater confidence in buying from us.
Well, it's amazing how quickly it's grown. I mean, you started the company in 2004, and now you're winning awards and opening a new office, and I mean the success has been amazing. What are there any advice that maybe you can offer for other student entrepreneurs out there who are just starting off their businesses?
You know, I guess I could start this by saying, you know, there's a common mistake that I think a lot of people make, not only in entrepreneurship but in life in general, in choosing a career, and the fact that some people look at the marketplace out there and say, where can I make the most money? Instead of looking within themselves and saying, what am I passionate about? And I truly believe that if you find something that you're passionate about and you work hard on it, that you're setting yourself up for success, in the sense that I'm passionate about cars. I enjoy waking up in the morning and, you know, I've got 60, 70 emails sitting there from customers waiting to be answered. It's not like, oh, man, I've really got to go to work today. It's sweet. I've got some people that are interested in modifying their cars. How can I help these people out? So if you can find something that you're passionate about and turn it into a business, that is the best way to start. And I think that's the best advice I can give to anybody. It's just find something you like doing and go with it.
Well, that sounds like wise advice to me. So I can't argue with you on that one. I just want to congratulate you again on the award and wish you the best with MarBargains.com. It was really, I was just as impressed as all the other judges were in Chicago when I saw your presentation, and I know we'll be hearing more about your company in years to come. So, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to speak to us today, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Young Money Radio.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886, 877-438-6886. You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com.
Young Money Radio.
Well, thanks again for joining us on this edition of Young Money Radio, made possible by the InCharge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money Magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. To help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.